Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor will be part of the conversation at any time on 1-333-53. Some nice prizes for our best callers today as well. It's time now for this. Curly. Yeah, the Burley Curly, thanks to Paddy's Markets. And while Paddy's are closed due to COVID-19, be sure to visit your local greengrocer, fruit shop and florist, where supplies of fresh produce and flowers remain plentiful. And thank you so much for Paddy's for sticking with us, even though they haven't been open through the whole COVID-19 situation. Chance for us now, Jude, to ask Del some questions around the game of rugby league. Question number one, Del, not a single NRL captain picked the Eels to win the premiership. But after 3 weeks of footy, are the Eels finally the real deal in 2020?
I think they are. I think they showed, I know it was the Broncos, wasn't the strongest Broncos side, but to go up to Brisbane where they, I think they lost the last four games up there, I just think they showed a different mentality in that second half, you know. Didn't go according to plan in the first half, but they just got strike power everywhere. Their outside five wasn't as good as they have been, you know, but I just think they showed a lot just through their
So they
their
can win
halves.
The comp.
Yeah, I just think their forwards, they've bought well, Ryan Madison, Regal Campbell-Gillard, but there's a real sort of killer instinct about them at the moment. And don't forget, a lot of the next four games, I think, is at Bankwest Stadium. Mm. So, you know, until the hub sort of, you know, displaces, I think they're in the perfect chance to go for a tilt at the title.
Okay.
Del, let's look at the other end of the table. The Gold Coast Titans, are they your certain lock for the wooden spoon at the moment?
No, look, they're not.
Who do you have?
They're not. There'll be a couple of teams that'll be in and around. The Titans on their day, if they can put it together for 80 minutes, I feel sorry for Justin Holbrook because he's going to strip that side, you know, right back and get some players to believe in what they're doing. But the culture is they don't believe for 80 minutes. They believe for about half the game. And it's not that they're not fit enough, but I just think talent-wise across, there's not trust in what each other's doing. You know, someone doesn't turn up, someone pushes the pass on the second tackle, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, here we go again. It's that mentality. They've had their break. They lost the first two games, and then the third game, you know, Townsville last night, nothing changes.
It's probably a broader question. What does it take for a professional club to be successful on the Gold Coast? Because it's been the place where sporting clubs go to die.
Look, I think the Titans, I think they finished second or third 1 year, I think, and they've had a couple of,
They got beaten in a grand final qualifier by the Roosters at Bronco Stadium, back 2013.
Yeah, you're right.
Cartwright was coach then, I think.
I just don't think the Gold Coast, as much as I love the Gold Coast and what it's about, and there's a lot of football in around that area, I just don't think a professional organisation, whether it's AFL, basketball, is going to be successful around there. There are always going to be sporting teams in and around there, but not a professional level. Okay. It's probably like trying to set up a team in Vegas, you know? Yeah. I know there's one or two teams there, but...
The NFL are about to have one. The ice hockey team did well
in
their first
last.
Year.
I don't reckon they don't last, and they don't become championship sides. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, Bronson Cherry, currently experiencing some very tough challenges. Del, you've been there. Mm. If you give him one bit of advice just to help him through it, what would that be?
Probably, to own the mistake, if he's made that mistake, but also surround yourself with people who love and care about you. Because there's going to be a lot of people walking out that door right now, and a lot of people who love you and care about you, the person, will walk in that door. Mm. Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of dark days for the young kid. World at his feet, 19-year-old. He's made a mistake. He's got to forgive himself at some stage if he's made that mistake. And all I'll say is just if you've made the mistake, don't make up a story. Just own it. And I remember when I got in trouble, I had to own that mistake, and I think people respect you more for owning that mistake.
Mm. I think you're right. Last one, John Bateman. Is he worth $800,000 a year?
No, I don't think he is. I think he's about a 600K player. But if he can get 800K at another club like the Bulldogs or somewhere, good luck to him.
Okay, Burley Curly brought to you by our mates at Paddy's.